Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. This season of Advent began in a promise. We heard from the prophets that there would be someone coming who, in that first week of Advent, would usher in the end of time, and that the fullness of God's world would be fulfilled. Time would change, and we would change. And then in the second week of Advent, we again heard the promise that one would be coming to fulfill that promise. And then last week, John the Baptist, eating locusts and wild honey and covered with fur, once again cried out, "In the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord." And again, the prophet reminded us, one is coming. In the gospel lesson for today, we hear who is coming to fulfill the promise. Finally, after weeks of earthquakes and birth pangs and deserts and streams in the desert, we finally get to hear the Christmas story. And it will happen like this, Matthew says. A young woman will be with child, and her betrothed will find out about it and will at first want to, and I love this phrase in the scriptures, put her away quietly. You know, you have a sense that he wants to put a basket over her and just forget about her. But then God comes to Joseph in a dream and says, "Do not be afraid." Again, a classic joke that we miss. Do not be afraid. She is pregnant by the Holy Spirit. It'll be fine. And Joseph listens to the promise. And a child will be born, he hears. And you will call his name Jesus, for he will be the Savior of all the world. And again, a child will come, born of a virgin, and he will be called Emmanuel. Well, we focus on a lot of things in this time of year. I know in our text study we spent an hour or more on the virgin birth. Part of that time spent with one of my colleagues trying to convince her that in fact she didn't need to debunk that from the pulpit. And what we arrived at was this, and I believe this with all my heart, that the real miracle of this story, this wonderful recounting in Matthew, is not the visitation by the angel. It's not the virgin birth. In a way, it's not even the way the whole thing happened. The real miracle of this day, the incredible point of the story, is a name. Emmanuel. Think about it. God's promise, which began so far in the past, comes to fruit in an unexpected fashion. Not with armies and soldiers, not with great kings and fanfare, not with angels parading on the head of a pin or a complete overthrow of everything in the world, not with the coming of Jerusalem from the sky, but with a child named God with us. That little name, which has confused bulletin writers for years. Is it Emmanuel with an E or Emmanuel with an I? Does it have one M or two M's? It doesn't matter. It's God with us. That's the miracle. What does it change? Why does it matter? Well, maybe in a way that we've never seen before, God chooses to come not just to us, standing off to the side saying, well, you know, now it's time for you to quit fighting. You all should just get along. You should stop hurting each other, and you should start loving each other. God isn't off on some far throne standing up on a stage and saying, you people, cut it out. Or like my mother, be good. My mother would have said, be good for Christ's sake. Which, you know, as an adult pastor, I just translate, be good. For Christ's sake. That isn't it. Instead of the great born authority that comes and sits on a throne, Emmanuel is not just done to us, but is with us. Not just sort of like us, but one of us. That's an incredible fulfillment of the promise of the prophets. That's what changes the world. This little baby, this little child born to a scared teenager. I always think of Joseph as kind of a putz. Born in lowly places to be God with us, among us. There's an intimacy to that fulfillment of the promise that we shouldn't miss. That God is with us in life and in death. That God accompanies us in the midst of our laughter and our sorrow, in the births of our lives, in the illnesses of our lives, in the pain of our moments, in broken relationships and divorces, in the discovery of new love. Emmanuel, God with us. In the midst of shopping at the mall and getting caught in the terrible traffic, which has just sort of characterized Honolulu for the last several weeks, for Christ's sake. God with us. And for those of us for whom this season is anything but joyful, as we remember long lost loves and dead friends. Emmanuel, God with us. That's the miracle. And that's the promise. That in the same way Christmas and Advent happen every single year, so God chooses to continue to be with us in each moment. There will be a child, and you will call him Emmanuel, God with us. And in that child, God's promise of love is born and lives in each moment. Emmanuel, God with us. Amen.